Welcome to the Context Machine again. This is episode 625, which I am highly... I don't even see how we could have done 625 episodes. I'm Brian Chaffin.
And I'm Jeff Gamet. Brian, my hypothesis is that numbers are arbitrary. So we've done a kajillion and seven, we've done three, or we've done 625. It's all the same. Also, we have a website, contextmachine.io.
Right. You can use that website to reach out to us, or you can find us on post.news or Mastodon at contextmachine.
Mm-hmm. And we have a sponsor today, which is good because I'm hungry. It's HelloFresh.
Oh, good. That's fantastic. We're going to tell you more about them later in the show. First, you had some cockamamie stories. Like someone's talking about putting a screen on a HomePod or something. So we're going to talk about HomePods.
Okay, that's fair. Let's just get the screen part out of the way. Yes or no? HomePod with screen coming?
I don't know. Maybe coming. I don't think I would buy one. And that's a rare thing for me to say about an unannounced new Apple product. In part because of where I put my HomePods.
Okay. This is either a great setup for a joke or you're going to explain something that totally makes sense about your HomePod placement.
Well, I am aware, as much as I can be, that the way I do things may not be the way other people do things. So, yeah, I know it's kind of a weird stretch there. But so I've got... five HomePods. I've got two in my living room that I use for my TV speakers. Mm-hmm. I've got one in my office that I use for my TV speaker in my office. I've got one sitting on my dresser. It's not plugged in because I'm a loser. And I've got...
What the hell, man?
I've got a HomePod mini that's in my kitchen that is usually used in conjunction with the two that are on my TV, because my kitchen and living room were small enough that I definitely don't like the HomePod Mini sound by itself.
HomePod Mini? Excuse me. I get what you're saying. By itself, it's like, that's okay for what it is. When you have a HomePod Mini pair, the sound quality improves dramatically.
Yes. And at the same time, having the Mini... sort of add to that when I'm actually in the kitchen. Like I don't really care if I'm in the living room, if the mini is on or not, but if I'm in the kitchen and I'm cooking, I like having just a little bit of added oomph.
Sure. I can see that. And I have a single OG HomePod that's in my living room. And then I have a HomePod mini pair in my bedroom, and you know what, Brian? When I was living in my old place, I would bitch and moan all the time about how horrible my HomePod performed. And in my new place, I really don't have that problem.
Okay, that's just weird.
It's weird because the positioning of the HomePod is basically unchanged, except that I now have a different address, but it's the same. The setup position close to its closeness to the wall is unchanged. It's next to my television, so that's unchanged. It's open on either side, that's unchanged. And yet it performs so much better here. So weird. Anyhow. I can see why a HomePod with a display might not be appealing to you, but as someone who has an Echo Show, which is the Echo that has a display on it, the small one just sitting here on my desk, and some of the features that are coming in iOS 17, I could see where a HomePod with a display would make sense. Like on your nightstand.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what I was originally going to say is part of this is about where I have my HomePods. Mm-hmm. So I mentioned that the one on my desk is for my TV. And it is behind my iMac studio and to the right of the TV. So, I mean, I can't even see it.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
So clearly don't want or need a screen for that. The ones on my living room TV are slightly behind and to the sides of my TV. Again, there's no reason whatsoever for me to have a display on it. However, the one I use in my kitchen, I guess I could use instead of having an iPad for when I'm following a recipe.
Huh. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
That would be a legitimate use. And yeah, I'm sure that some people might want one for their nightstand. I don't know that I do, but I could see that. I'm sure if Apple releases it, it'll be popular or semi-popular, but I don't know.
Yeah. I think the price point will determine how popular it is if it happens. But I'm actually kind of curious about your whole audio setup. So you've basically taken HomePods and created your entire audio experience around HomePods, and that's it.
Yes. And that's kind of interesting for someone who is kind of an audio snob.
Yeah. See, this is why it's interesting to me.
The HomePod on my desk that is for my TV, the sound is plenty good for that.
Mm-hmm.
The HomePods that are in the living room are good enough for that. I mean, I would like a setup with a soundbar and a subwoofer and maybe even some surround sound. I would obviously prefer that. But the thing is that my iPads are good enough that I don't do it.
Yeah, I get it.
They're good enough that I don't go to the effort, go to the expense of getting more.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. It works, and it meets your needs, and it makes you happy. And that's good enough, which is not saying that you have settled. It means that enough to make you happy.
I've settled. I've settled for HomePods in my living room. It's good enough. It is. I mean, like, the stereo is good.
Mm-hmm.
The bass is good. And it's good enough. So I have absolutely settled for it because I would like more, but I don't take the time or money to make it better.
So it's good enough that you don't feel like you need to change it.
Right. At least right now. But it's not good enough to make me think that I don't need to change it.
Okay. So now we've gone into that transition, that kind of gray zone where it's not good enough, but it's not so bad that it creates a big enough pain point to incentivize you to fix it.
Yeah.
Change it.
The pain point is way the pain would be changing it because my HomePods are simple.
Well, and you like it enough that you have a stereo pair plus another one. Oh, and one that's not even plugged in right now. And yes. Then the mini on top of that.
Okay, so. Fine. Look, the thing is that I've got, you know, my place is the it's a townhome. and I've got three floors, and I'm lucky. But each room and each floor is actually rather small. And for my bedroom, I can't get to... You there?
Yeah.
Oh, good. That's nice. My displays went blank. In my bedroom, there is a plug behind my dresser, but I can't get to it.
Oh, I'm going to send you a link to this amazing thing that I found that can help with that.
Extension cord?
It's called extension cord.
Yeah, but but I can't. I have an extension cord. But I didn't
put it in before you put something in front
correct.
Of the outlet.
Correct.
Correct. Yeah, timing.
Yeah. And this is an area where I am just being super lazy because I could obviously pull the dresser out. But I could put it next to my bed.
Yeah. Yeah. My HomePod minis, they're sitting on top of my headboard. And my headboard is deep enough so that it's IKEA. I have an IKEA headboard and it has like little bookshelf cubbies mm-hmm. on the sides of it, mm-hmm. which makes it deep enough on the top that it makes a perfect throne for Cat, but also plenty of room to put a couple HomePod minis. So I've got my nice stereo audio. Nice. If I want to sit in bed and read and listen to some music, there you go.
I'm going to pull the dresser out. I'm going to pull the dresser out and I'm going to plug in my extension cord and so I can also plug in my watch winder that's been sitting there for a year and a half, almost 2 years. I'm going to do it.
Not winding any watches.
I'm going to do it. Fine.
Awesome. Awesome. We'll do a whole show on you getting stuff plugged in and working and how it's improved your quality of life.
Okay. Great.
It'll be great. People love it.
Great.
Great. Yeah. All right. In contrast, my audio setup... probably makes me sound like more of a audio snob than I am. So we already know the bedroom HomePod minis. I have the one HomePod in my living room next to the television. But then I also have a Polk soundbar with a subwoofer connected to the television. And honestly, when I want to listen to music in the living room where I'm getting that deeper, richer sound with actual stereo separation, then I'll play it through my my Apple TV, which then goes through the television audio out to the sound. No, I guess it goes to the soundbar first. And it doesn't matter. It goes to the soundbar. And I have really good audio there. Then here at my desk, I have my Audio Engine A5s connected to a Shitmody 3 Plus DAC. So I can do high-res audio here at my desk with killer speakers. And I love my audio. It sounds great.
So... in my opinion, and a HomePod with a screen makes sense for very limited circumstances, but I will concede that those limited circumstances do exist. And they're all additive. They're all like, I don't think there's like a killer app that's been missing, but I imagine that the people who get them will enjoy them. This is kind of a direct turnaround from pre-show.
Oh, it totally is. I'm glad I'm sitting down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you tell us about HelloFresh?
I would love to tell everyone about HelloFresh because, like I said at the beginning of the show, I'm kind of hungry. So here's the deal. You want to make really good meals and you want to be able to make them yourself at home with fresh ingredients, but but finding the time to first come up with all these recipes and then go to the store and get the stuff and then find time to make it, that can just be a total pain.
Yep.
And I mean, a lot of us have schedules where that's actually, it's hard to do sometimes. And HelloFresh makes it a lot easier because they let you pick out the meals that you want, and then they send you all fresh ingredients, and it's all the right portions either. So you don't have to like measure out everything because it comes in the right portions for you, so that you can make the meals.
Super, super easy to do.
Yes. And it's a great way to break out of that rut of you make the same thing every night, or you make two or three dinners and it's just the same two or three over and over again. You can pick out all these other things to try, and the instructions include the recipes. So if you find something you really like, you've made it, you know how to make it, and you have the shopping list that you need, so you can go get the ingredients and make it again if you want to. It's really great. Everything is fresh. Everything is, it's high quality produce. It's high quality meat if you're making something that uses meat. And it's way cheaper than doing takeout, and it gets delivered right to your door. You just go onto the website, pick out what you want, and then a box shows up on your front porch, and you have several days of meals, and it's absolutely fantastic. I have enjoyed using HelloFresh, and I have recipes that I still make just because they're on those really nice HelloFresh instruction cards.
That part is great. And I want to add something too. That that thing you talked about where you get stuck what you're like cooking all the time. With HelloFresh, with these meals coming, you're going to cook something new, and it's going to be easy, and it is going to show you something new. I mean, I have had my eyes opened about techniques and foods,
yes,
and different things that I can do. I can do these things, and it's because of how HelloFresh has opened my eyes, and I love that about them.
Same. And I like that that there will be, like, I like to call them liner notes, but they're not really liner notes, where you'll get a little explanation of why something is being added in with something else, and then it makes sense, and now you know why you would want to do this in other recipes down the road.
Yeah,
it's great. So not only do you get to eat, you get to eat good food, you get to mix things up and try stuff you wouldn't have otherwise, and you get to learn. I mean, What more could you possibly want? It just shows up on your doorstep.
Yep.
So here's what everyone needs to do. Go to HelloFresh.com/50context and use the code 50context, that's 50context, for 50% off plus free shipping. So I'm going to say that again, just so everyone gets it. Go to HelloFresh.com/50context and use the code 50context for 50% off plus free shipping. And thank you, HelloFresh, for being our sponsor.
Yep. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Okay. So I think that we had something about AirPods you wanted to whine about.
Yeah. Brian, I'm having a hard time justifying buying AirPods ever again.
Oh, wow.
I bought the original AirPods, and I really enjoyed them.
Yeah.
And then when AirPods Pro came out, I got AirPods Pro. I have bought AirPods and AirPods Pro as gifts for people, and they have absolutely loved them. I used my AirPods and AirPods Pro to listen to music, to like watch movies late at night so that I could listen loud and it wouldn't disturb my neighbors, and enjoyed that. But then I got the crackling thing in my AirPods Pro. Apple replaced them with AirPods Pro that crackled. And when they checked them and said, yes, this pair crackles also, wow, sucks to be you.
Yeah, I don't get that.
That isn't how they said it. But
I've never understood how they couldn't address this for you again.
I know. It was very disappointing. And I mean, they acknowledged, yes, you have defective AirPod Pro, but we are not going to replace them again. And and then promptly offered to sell me new AirPods. And
I think you should go down again. I think it's time for you to start throwing your angry Jeff around.
I understand what you're saying.
This doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. But here's the thing. Because of that experience, my AirPods Pro became something that I use just for phone calls now. And it has caused me to question whether I would ever want to buy AirPods in the future, regardless of what features they add to them, because I no longer have confidence that this is a product that's going to function reliably for a reasonable lifespan for the product. Hmm. Yeah. And that's this week's show.
Well, no, So here's a fun fact for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really listen to music anymore.
Mm.
Yeah. What? And I know that that's weird because I am a musician and you know that I am very passionate about music.
Yes.
But the reality is that my lifestyle is not currently conducive, and it has not been conducive since COVID to listening to music.
Interesting.
Yeah. So the most I will do when it comes to, so I will sometimes turn on music when I'm writing. Although recently I've just been turning off the TV and
working in silence.
Yeah. Working in silence. Thank you.
Huh. Okay.
But, you know, this is probably a phase, and I will probably go back to listening to music when I'm writing. Matter of fact, I feel like I'm going to do that tonight. And I will sometimes listen to music when I'm cooking. And I am certainly cooking a lot more than I ever have. But I still tend to cook in silence. And then I don't really leave my house. And when I do leave my house, I'm listening to NPR.
NPR's good.
But but I'm doing that in my car.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think this is a product of getting older. You know, I've always marveled at how people who get older, they don't want to hear new music. Right. And they often don't. I mean, I think especially people our age, you know, I would love to hear from our listeners on this. You know, do you eagerly seek out new bands the same way that you might have when you were younger?
I still do, Brian.
I do too. I do seek out new bands. I just don't tend to listen to them once I actually find them. And
okay.
So, despite that, I do have a pair of AirPods Pro, and I do have AirPods Max, but I also tend to use them for taking phone calls.
And that so we use our AirPods Pro in the same way
for different.
It's
reasons.
Just that we use them for phone calls,
right? But I don't have the crackling problem.
Right. So you have a better experience when you're on a phone call than I do.
Do you get the crackling when you're on a phone call?
Oh, sure.
Oh, good Lord.
It's
time for them to meet Angry Jeff, man.
Yeah, it's very disappointing. On a side note, you have AirPods Max.
Yes.
How do you like those?
Oh, I love them. And I love them for music, too. So I when I mentioned that this has changed since COVID, and what I'm talking about in particular is I used to go to coffee shops to work on my novels, and whenever I'm sitting in a coffee shop and I'm writing, I've got headphones on. I'm listening to music because I want the isolation from the noise and from the people. I like being among the people. I don't like the noise.
Totally get it. Yeah, there's a thing about spurring creativity and productivity. You have that coffee shop environment because there's just enough going on to engage you on like a subliminal level, but not so much that it pulls you out of what you're doing. And
in most places. Do you remember me talking about that one Starbucks that was open all night here in the Bay Area, and how I talked about it having a frenetic energy?
Yes.
That place, I've never done a second of actual writing there because that frenetic energy was way too intrusive.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. Yeah.
And the reality is now I actually got the things that I need to make me comfortable writing in my house. For a long time I couldn't. I didn't have the option of going to a coffee shop. And then I kind of got comfortable with that. But anyway, the point is that I would listen. I have yet to be able to listen to music on my AirPods Max in a coffee shop. But I want to.
All right. So now I really do want to try AirPods Max, decide if I like them. But I also want to crowdsource. So if I'm giving up on my AirPods Pro Crackle Edition, what is everyone else liking for wireless headphones?
Well, I would think that answer is going to depend upon whether or not they're having the crackling problem if they have AirPods, because no one's going to like that.
No one will like that, but we have listeners. Listeners, our dear friends, you're listening on a wide range of headphones, I'm betting. What do you like and why? Because I'm feeling like I need to just go ahead and cut this metaphorical cord and move on from these AirPods.
What you need to do is you need to go down to Apple and you need to introduce them to Angry Jeff. And if that doesn't, if they tell you, sir, I'm sorry, we can't help you, you need to escalate it to AppleCare on the phone and keep going up tiers until you can't get anywhere else, because it doesn't make any sense that you've got AirPods that they recognize are defective and they won't replace them.
Oh, I agree. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's stupid. This is not Apple customer service. I mean, it is because that's what I got, but this is not what Apple customer service should be, nor is it what any of us expect. The whole idea of being in an Apple store and having them confirm that you have a defective product with a known defect that's affecting a lot of users, and then saying, can't help you with that, but hey, do you want to buy another set of headphones?
Well, what I'm hoping is that was a temporary policy and that you're going to find that you don't get that answer.
That's what I'm hoping. Yet sadly, Apple has set me up to expect that they're not going to be helpful. I know,
but go find out again.
All right, I'll go find out again.
Okay.
I still want to know what everyone else is using.
As far as AirPods Max go, the thing about them is that they are so freaking comfortable. They effectively disappear. And they disappear while isolating you from the world. And if you if you want that isolation. And if you don't want that isolation, I don't know what to say.
No, the isolation would be really nice in certain situations. And now that we're having this discussion, I'm thinking maybe I should wait until this fall and see if we get
AirPods Max 2.
AirPods Max 2 that supports high-res audio.
Well, that'll give you a chance to, you know, go through AppleCare.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you for being my therapist today.
You're welcome. You know, usually you're my therapist. But today I will take the pleasure.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. Let's see here. Let me do this thing that we do. Let's see here. We got that's the thing we do. And that is this week's Apple. Oh God. I was even reading the guidelines that I have, and it doesn't say Apple.
No, it does not. It's okay. I don't think anyone noticed.
Excellent. If you have anything to add, that's this week's context machine. If you have anything to comment on, add, or question, you can write us at contextmachine.io. I'm going to.
It's okay, Brian. It's okay. You don't need to cry. Like I said, I don't think anyone noticed.
Now, I've got this side effect from one of my medications. Not happy. It's a cough. Yeah. And it just comes out of nowhere, and it's very intense for a very short period of time. It's super annoying. So
yeah,
you can write us at contextmachine.io. I'm Geek Tales. That's who I am. And you're, I don't know, what are you?
I'm Jay Gamet. Oh, this has to be our most professional show wrap up ever.
Yes. Our bandwidth is provided by Cashfly. The bass is by Dr. Boom, recorded just for this show. And that's all for this week.
Yeah. Hey, go to HelloFresh.com/50context. Use that code 50context for 50% off plus free shipping, people.
Yes, please do.